Welcome. Thank you for joining me for this meditation today. This is Karen Cleveland. I invite you to just sit back and relax. If you'd like to close your eyes for a deeper experience, please do. And go ahead and take a deep breath in and out. And take several deep breaths as I talk about our meditation today. So today we're going to talk about taking things personally. And more specifically, don't take things personally. How we behave is a collective of our life experiences. And that's true for me, it's true for you, and it's true for everyone on this planet. And the thing is, no matter who the two people are we're comparing, everyone has different life experiences. So let's take a moment and relax into that and think about that for a moment. Who are the people you are most similar to? Perhaps you have some siblings that you were raised with, or maybe some close friends. But even similar in career, people that have the same education or career as you, people that have the same religion, people that do the same hobbies as you. See if you can find someone that you're really, really similar with. And notice that even you two have very different experiences from life. And my guess is, if you were both in the same exact situation, you would have perhaps a big or a very slight different reaction, but you would also have a different recollection of the event. Everything we do, we see, we act comes through the filter of our collective life experience. The things we remember about a person. Have you ever noticed that someone might say, two brothers look exactly alike, and when you look at them, you don't see the similarities? And maybe it's because you focus on the mouth and the eyes, and perhaps they focus on the nose and the hairline. So for whatever reason, we see things through our own filters. And for this reason, when someone says something or does something that upsets us, our reaction is going to be based on how we view that situation. So imagine two people. One person likes to be alone. They like to stay in the house, maybe garden, but they like to do things on their own. And another person is very outgoing, likes to go to movies with people, likes to eat with people in restaurants. And when these two people meet, and they try to find common ground, but they don't always agree on not so much common ground, but a common experience. So the person that's more likes to be out more and is more social might take it offensively that the quiet person doesn't want to go to dinner with them. Or they might take it offensively that the person doesn't talk to them as much or want to include them in their Friday night plans when they're really just sitting at home. And the quiet person might not understand why the other person keeps bothering them to go do something and why they don't leave them alone. So again, this is being seen through our own filters. And so I hope that you can see that the more outgoing person should not take it offensively, should not take it personally, that the other person doesn't want to go to dinner with them. It's not a statement about the social person at all. It's a statement about the quiet person. And that's a little bit of a dramatic example, but I just wanted to show that when a person says something or does something, it's more about them than it is about us. And when we do take it offensively, when we do take it personally, so let's say this social outgoing person has been hurt time and again by people not going to dinner with them. And so when the quiet person told them no, it's an existing wound. And it lets us see our own wound. But it's our wound. They were just the mirror. They were just reflecting back into a spot that hurts. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment, and I want you to consider an experience lately, something that upset you, something a person did or said that upset you. And I just want you to bring that to mind. And even if they used your name and they were calling out things that you did, can you see how their experience led to that? How another person might not have ever reacted that way? So, when we take it personally, first of all, it's a wound that we have from previous experiences, but it's also them reacting to their life, their experiences. So what you can do to help get over this, and until you're able to actually heal that wound, again, awareness is going to be the start. But bless them. Say, person, I bless you. I release you. I bless you and I release you. And you can do that with your own wounds too, if you need to. I bless my hurt. I release my hurt. It's just a way, if you bless it, it just helps give it a little opening to something better. So as you come back into the room, as you begin to feel your feet again, begin to feel your hands again, I invite you to consider when someone is upsetting you and you're beginning to take it personally, what is the wound in me that is reacting to this? And is this really more about them? Is this really more about their story than me? Thank you for joining me. I look forward to talking to you next week. This is Karen Cleveland. Have a wonderful week.